Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Get ready for a big week for us. Excited to be at the new airport tomorrow, the grand opening. The transition will occur overnight and really the first flight just as we get on the air at 5:30 tomorrow morning, and we'll bring you the latest. And you can't go through a single day or news cycle without hearing something about artificial intelligence. So we wanted to reach out to somebody who can navigate this space, and we know that Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon in particular, is heavily involved in AI. And joining us, we have Professor Ramaya Krishnan with us, former dean of Hines College, full-time faculty member at CMU. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Larry.
We hear these dark warnings that AI is going to take over the world on one hand, and then we hear, on the other hand, it could potentially solve the cancer puzzle. And so, like the internet, there's good and bad that comes with this. So how do you start to navigate all this, especially when you see more and more of it pop up even in the workplace?
So Larry, I think you're right. I think there's a lot of hype and buzz with this word, AI. And I think... Hello?
Yes, I hear you. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of hype and buzz that goes with AI, and I think we need to stay focused on where the real opportunities are and where the opportunities will be for both our region and more broadly our economy. And I think this arises in terms of both thinking about what I think of as the AI value chain. So think of we had Governor Shapiro and Senator McCormick earlier this summer talk about opportunities for creating data centers in the region. Think of these as factories, if you will, where AI could be created. And then you have the AI that is so created being applied or deployed in applications that are meaningful and that matter. So, for instance, in healthcare, in education, in finance, manufacturing, these kinds of applications. So when you think about this value chain of AI creation to AI deployment, one can then carefully think about where the positive opportunities are and where the negative externalities are. And these negative externalities could be related to environmental issues, energy issues, making sure that we have the right sets of investments to make sure that the data centers that are so created will not only provide employment in the region, but then once the data centers are created, because oftentimes data centers require lots of people to create them. But once they're created, you don't need that many people to operate a data center. So you need to make sure that we have the right talent and skills in the region for people to then take the AI and get it deployed in ways that are meaningful, that create not only impact, but opportunity for good work. So that's how I think about the AI value chain and the impacts that it might have.
Dean Krishnan, I'm curious to know if you think that some kind of regulation might be needed with AI down the road.
I think without a doubt, this is a technology that does require governance, both regulation of the sort that currently exists on the books. In fact, there are laws that do regulate AI. Let me give you a couple of examples. If you think of the use of AI in healthcare, there are existing rules. There is no AI exception, for instance. So in other words, there is regulation that does govern the use of AI in those sectors. There will likely be the need for new kinds of regulation to govern AI as well. You see examples of it in other economies and other jurisdictions. The European AI Act is often discussed in this context. Figuring out what is right for us here in the U.S. That provides the right balance of innovation and regulation is the right approach. But I do think regulation will be needed.
One of the concerns, as you know, Professor, is people are saying AI is going to take my job. And we know that we're part of this new wave of energy that's going to be necessary for these build-outs that you're talking about for data centers in particular. So what does this region look like when it comes to artificial intelligence taking people's jobs, or will it add opportunities?
I think in the near term, I think the build out of infrastructure, which is going on at an unprecedented pace, will actually create a number of jobs. In fact, there is there are reports from the Department of Energy and from other sources that's actually a need for talent in areas that are critical to the build out of data centers. And these are folks in the trades that have unique skill sets required to build data centers. And to build these data centers require a tremendous amount of energy. So going further up the chain in terms of energy supply, to supply the data centers, building out the grid to ensure that the power gets delivered to these data centers. And beyond just the data centers, you want to make sure that residential customers and other business customers are equally well provided, despite the fact that these data centers are going to be a big user of energy. So there's going to be tremendous build out and growth of energy and infrastructure like jobs. My point was that you need a typical data center project lasts between 18 to 24 months. And these types of projects require, 3,000 to 4,000 people to build out the data center. But once a data center is built, you probably need only hundreds to run a data center. So beyond the building out phase, the question is, how do we then make sure that we have the right talent and capability to take advantage of AI and get it deployed in the economy in meaningful and positive ways? Recently, I called for, along with a couple of colleagues, for the need for something called a digital land grant initiative. So in 1862, President Lincoln, in face of the agricultural revolution, created the land grant universities that was designed to really make sure that everybody in a democratized kind of way benefited from agricultural technology. I think we are at a similar inflection point with AI. I think there's a need for creating a digital land grant university system, by which I mean combining and connecting, you know, the research universities like University of Pittsburgh, like Carnegie Mellon, with our community colleges, and ensuring that everybody in the economy can get access and understanding of how to put this AI to use in ways that are really going to be economically beneficial.
Great information. Much more to come. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Ramaya Krishnan, who is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University in the artificial intelligence space. Hard to figure out where we're going with this, but at least he provides some. Last week, we found out that ace pitcher for the Pirates, Paul Skenes, a Cy Young Award winner.
The way that fans see us outside of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is not supposed to win. There are 29 fan bases that expect us to lose. And I want to be a part of the group. I want to be a part of the 26 guys that change that. So the way that fans see us outside.
That's the way he wants to be, a part of winning in Pittsburgh. And joining us, an old friend, Bob Iback, Nyko Sports here. And because of the Cy Young Award, Paul Skenes, something special. Robert, how you been?
Hey, I'm doing good, Larry. You know, I've just been listening to you here in Chicago and on the internet, and I love the thing about AI because we go back to when it was typewriters, you and I,
<That's> right.
many years ago. But yeah, Paul Skenes, what a year he had, and we're doing something really special that I want to get out to the audience. I think you're going to maybe want to consider this for maybe a Christmas item and to get your shopping done, because you'll get it in plenty of time. It's a full-size 34-inch gold wooden bat, fully licensed by Major League Baseball, and it salutes Paul winning the Cy Young Award, first time since Doug Drabeck back in 1990, or Vernon Law back in 1960, the other two Pirates that have won this award. It's limited edition. Only 2,025 of these bats will ever be produced. In a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can get this. You'll get an action image of Skenes right on the barrel of the bat. Beautiful picture of him with right next to a Pirates logo. He'll have his 2025 stats, his career awards, of course, the Rookie of the Year last year, twice being the starting pitcher in the All-Star game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That will be individually numbered. It's exclusive to Nyco Sports. They cost $149.95. This is the first day we're announcing this, so I know we'll get a lot of phone calls from your area because he's quite a good young man. Saw him at LSU years ago when he was pitching down there. The toll-free number to call to get these bats, 1-800-345-2868. Again, that's 1-800-345-2868, or just go to NycoSports.com, and that's spelled N-I-K-C-O Sports.com. Again, that's N-I-K-C-O Sports.com, or call them up at 800-345-2868. And as I mentioned before, these will be shipped to you. Plenty of time to use them for a holiday or Christmas gift idea. I saw the bat yesterday. It's very, very impressive. It's one of a kind. And again, only 2,025 of these will ever be made.
Robert, appreciate your enthusiasm for our guy, Paul Skeens. And only 3 months today when pitchers and catchers report, in our case, to Bradenton.
Well, I tell you what, it's my son. I think you may remember me mentioning him to you before, Kevin. He's been in Major League Baseball 25 years now, and the last 12 with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's the assistant general manager, so that'll make you feel a little bit younger today.
Oh, that's very cool, and congrats to him and you. All right, Bob, thanks.
It's always a pleasure, Larry. You take care of yourself, and happy holiday season to you and your family.
And to you as well. Bob Iback with Nyco Sports. That's 800-345-2868. Brought to you by NycoSports.com. So Paul Skeens getting some love. Paul Rasmussen.
Yes, and they're already working on a bobblehead promotion for Paul Skeens winning the Cy Young Award.
Well, it was so successful last year when they did a couple of Paul Skeens bobblehead. Remember the lines?
Yep. Clear over the Roberto Clemente Bridge. Yeah. Unbelievable. And then the line stretched clear back from there to the stadium.
They ran out, but then they promised the people who didn't get one, you'll get one. So there'll be a whole nother series. And I just love what he had to say was, I want to be a part of winning here in Pittsburgh, and certainly hope that that is the case.
Yeah, be great if they could get him some supporting cast members, that little bit of offensive production. And that team could be very dangerous with the pitching rotation they have.
No doubt. Check in with Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Love the financial tips we get every week. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good, except we're going to talk about taxes and retirement.
I know.
But that's okay, because you have to think about taxes. It's a subject everyone dreads, but it's especially important to understand how they work in retirement, because everything matters. So tell us how withdrawals from retirement accounts can impact someone's tax situation.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. One of the key things retirees need to be aware of is that withdrawals from retirement accounts can significantly affect how much you owe in taxes each year. For instance, once you hit age 73, you're required to start taking minimum distributions from your traditional IRAs, 401k accounts, and this is known as the required minimum distribution. You'll also hear advisors refer to it as the RMD. Now, this RMD is not a choice. You have to take it. You're forced to take this distribution. And if you don't do any planning prior to this age of 73 and your IRA accounts or 401k accounts have continued to accumulate into a high balance, there's going to be a significant amount of money under this required minimum distribution that needs to come out, could cause you to pay more money on your Social Security, cause you to have the cost of your Medicare go up. So these are all things you got to keep in mind as you go into retirement.
Yeah, so you're saying RMDs can push you into a higher tax bracket too, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you're not careful, these withdrawals can bump you up into a higher tax bracket, leading to a larger tax bill. And that's why it's crucial to plan your withdrawals strategically. And these are, you know, even withdrawals that you're taking prior to the RMD age, if you're like most of our clients where they are not receiving pensions from their employers, the majority of our clients have to start taking withdrawals out of their retirement accounts when they retire to get the additional income they need. And those withdrawals will have the same impact on taxation in retirement.
So what about deductions? Do retirees have fewer deductions?
Yes, for sure. I mean, many retirees find that they have fewer deductions once they've paid off their mortgage. And of course, their children are grown. They no longer have dependents. So this can further increase their taxable income.
So knowing which accounts are taxable and which aren't is absolutely essential. So can you break that down for us?
Yeah, sure. So it's important to distinguish between taxable and non-taxable accounts. So for example, withdrawals from traditional 401ks, IRAs are typically taxed at ordinary income. However, Roth IRAs are different, right? Their withdrawals are generally tax-free if you've met the requirements. And portions of your Social Security benefits can also be taxable. Up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable, as a matter of fact. And other investments like annuities and capital gains, they have all their own tax rules. So it starts to become pretty complicated.
Yeah, that's a lot to keep track of. So what strategies can retirees use to manage their tax burden?
Yeah, I love that question, Larry. So there's several strategies that retirees can use to manage their taxes effectively. Diversifying your retirement accounts can help, such as having a mix of traditional and Roth accounts. Remember, traditional accounts mean that when money comes out, you got to pay taxes. Roth means that any money that comes out is tax-free. So considering a Roth conversion might also be beneficial as it can reduce future taxable income. This is when we're moving traditional IRA money or traditional 401k money, and we're saying we're going to pay the taxes on it now and we're going to convert it, and then we're going to continue to grow it, but we're going to grow it in a Roth account and we're going to grow it tax-free for the future.
My advice, not that anyone wants it, is to sit down with you and work through all this stuff and navigate the complexities of taxes and retirement. RightTrackPittsburgh.com with Brian Caranta. Brian, thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Larry, have a great week. We'll see you again next week. Thank you.
Monday morning, airlines will be allowed to resume their full planned flight schedule, normal operations.
And just in time for Thanksgiving travel, Larry, tomorrow's opening as well of the new terminal at Pittsburgh International.
A big sigh of relief for many, because we've heard these nightmare stories from people who have traveled and been part of the delays or worse yet, cancellations. So, but it's still going to take a few days to get there.
New Police Chief Jason Lando made an interesting announcement while he was talking with KDK's Rob Pratt over the weekend.
I'm going to be living in the South Side, so, you know, just to talk about my investment in the community.
Yeah, the South Side has been really a hot spot for discussion about crime and really cleanup. And so if the police chief is living there, you just would assume things will get a little tighter.
That's the day before we heard about last night's stabbing, a double stabbing, in fact, on East Carson Street. Mason Rudolph stepped up to lead the Steelers' offense after Aaron Rodgers left the game.
Aaron's obviously out with a wrist injury. It'll be evaluated in the morning. I'll give you guys more information there.
There are rumors that there's a slight break from Adam Schefter, who is an insider in the NFL. That is not confirmed, and we expect to get an update realistically probably tomorrow at Tomlin's noon press conference.
Yeah, he's going to be evaluated today. Aaron will have his left arm looked at. I guess they'll do some imaging and what have you.
What's interesting, though, is just coincidental, is number one quarterback out of Ohio State, Will Howard, was activated just last week.
Interesting timing there.
And he was listed yesterday as the emergency third quarterback. So if something would have happened to Mason Rudolph, he would have been thrown into the fire yesterday. But he will, presumably, if Rodgers can't go in Chicago against the Bears Sunday, then it'll be Rudolph starting and Will Howard will be the backup.
And what we saw yesterday, too, Larry, was a seamless transition for the most part from Aaron Rodgers to Mason Rudolph.
And as Coach Tomlin said after, we have that level of confidence in Mason. He came in, did the job, and did it very well. We really didn't miss a step, so we'll see where this goes. But in the meantime,
it was a good win for the team, and the defense really stepped up. Well, I mean, they shut Jamar Chase down.
They needed to win because Baltimore's nipping at their heels. And they,
yeah, Baltimore came back to win yesterday.
They did.
What's up with that?
Cleveland blew it. And then Shador Sanders, the much heralded and controversial quarterback, got to start.
And he stunk.
Oh, his numbers were absolutely. And he could have won that game easily for Cleveland, would have helped us out, but it didn't happen. So we'll talk to our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn.
What else would you expect from Cleveland, Larry?
Right. Thanks a lot. This Bloomberg update is brought to you by UPM.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.